Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Bill Burr's kicking for the Bills. That's
hey,
good.
Yeah, you know who needs a kicker? The guys out in San Francisco, they cut their guy the other day, too, man. That guy missed a 23-yard field goal, got cut.
I think kickers get a bad rap in sports.
Yeah, yeah.
They miss one time and they're, you know,
they're done.
It's over.
Did you see the reason?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Why they got rid of the kicker, which I actually love the reasoning. He was ruining the vibe in the locker room, so they got rid of him. The team couldn't trust him anymore, they said, so he's out. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you miss a 23-yarder and a 46-yarder or whatever it was the other day that he missed.
That guy for the Browns is still hanging around?
Yeah, that guy's gone. Well, he's still, he hasn't been cut yet, I don't think, but Phil Dawson or whoever the kicker was
Phil
out
Collins.
In San Francisco. What was the guy's name? Jake Moody, that's who it was.
Oh, they cut Moody?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Jake Moody.
Dude,
yeah,
that's
big
the
name
Michigan kicker,
right? Yeah,
oh,
that's right.
Man.
Yeah, Moody. Brady's gone.
Did the Chiefs break him?
Yeah, they must have, yeah.
Because he missed that extra point in the Super Bowl, which allowed the Chiefs to go for two, tie it or whatever it was in that San Francisco one of, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, so.
And he was the kid out of Michigan that hadn't missed a field goal like the entire year. Super Bowl. I think the Chiefs might have done something there.
Broke that guy in pieces,
we
man.
We apologize, Moody.
Yeah, so he.
Third round pick 3 years ago.
Got a third round pick as a kicker, man.
Out of Michigan. Yikes. He was a stud.
He was a superstar kicker, right?
Round pick, though. Yikes.
Gone. Yeah, you got a third round kicker. Drafting a kicker in the third round is
idiotic.
Blasphemy for a lot. But
well, when did Janikowski go first?
Well, he was the first round
first
pick.
Round
but,
pick.
I mean, but let me rephrase that. If you're a team like the Chiefs and you're the kicker away and you know you've got this guy, I don't mind spending a high draft. But when you're the Raiders, I mean, you're the Raiders and, you know, you don't have an opportunity to win anything. And having Seabass out there kicking 70 yarders and getting you fired the next day is probably not the best way to go
about
doing business.
That's so crazy that a kicker went in the first round.
But that guy was a different, species, man. Like, yeah. That guy was awesome.
Still crazy.
Yeah, but it is. No, it is. But he was a generational, type of kicker. But still, I know I'm with you. First round for a kicker.
What's the equivalent of that in fantasy football?
Why the Raiders,
man,
are the Raiders, right?
Like taking Mahomes with like a third pick?
Yeah, in a 1 QB league. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I would take Mahomes. All right. Well, if that's what you think.
Okay, you're screwed.
That's going to help you. Janikowski was the guy. So, yeah, Jake Moody's. I'm sure he'll get on with somebody else because, I mean, if you're Cleveland, you're probably calling. Jake Moody, but to give up on the guy that fast after two missed field goals, and well, everything's going wrong in San Francisco right now. Your tight end's on the injured reserve list. Your quarterback probably not going to play. Your kicker can't make a field goal. Boy, a week ago, everybody was high on the 49ers, weren't they?
Yeah.
And Christian McCaffrey's like, I'm injured. I don't want to deal with this nonsense anymore.
Gosh. Yeah, and Ayuk will be back eventually.
Eventually. And you think, a couple of problems here on Friday night and everybody's losing their minds. Imagine being San Francisco and losing your tight end, your quarterback, and cutting your kicker after week one. Hell of a run out there in San Francisco.
Well, they're 1-0, and they play the Saints this week.
No, so they'll be 2-0.
They'll be 2-0. Like, they'll be fine.
Well, that's what we were saying earlier. They have that soft schedule.
They do, yeah. Yep. Who's playing quarterback if what's his name can't go?
Tell him.
Mac Jones.
Yeah, baby. Mac Jones.
Wow. I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, dude, we talked about it yesterday because we were like, oh, man, like, I think Pearsall is a great play and a good talking point for Sunday as I try to annoy Mac with topics. And I'm like, Pearsall, man, that guy's got to have some volume this week. And he's like, well, it depends on who plays quarterback. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you think Purdy will be out? He goes, well, there's a chance. So who's his backup? And he's like, hang on. Gets on his phone. He goes,
oh,
dude,
no.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Oh, boy.
Boy, people all the time, too, you lose your starting quarterback in the NFL and people get mad. You don't have a good enough backup. You're done. You lose your starting quarterback in the NFL, your season's over. It doesn't matter who your backup is.
If I was the Chiefs, I would trade Gardner Minshew for Pearsall today.
Oh, well, hell yeah.
Why not, Beach? Pick up the phone, Brett. Tell him Dusty gave you an idea.
We got this guy in jorts that can sling the ball, and you got Mac Jones who wears mom jeans. What do you want to do? Do you want our guy for your guy, or do you want to stick with the mom jeans guy?
You scratch our back, we'll scratch yours.
They're good trading partners, though. I mean, the Chiefs and 49ers are great trading partners. The league would collapse if the Chiefs pulled off a move like that.
Yeah, Juwan Jennings, he'll come back eventually. Then you'll get Brandon Ayuk. He'll be all right. You don't need Pearsall.
You don't need Ricky Pearsall.
He's
going to
run the ball
here
anyway with Brian Robinson Jr. and Christian McCaffrey this week.
Well, Christian decided that he's not going to play anymore, so we'll figure that out. So, no, that, I mean, obviously,
I like that
would be a great trade.
Yeah,
obviously.
Pearsall. Yes. Now, hey, wide receiver.
But if you're San Francisco, just think about it for a second, right? If you're San Francisco, how long do you go with your quarterback position that you just signed to a record-breaking contract, if you will? All that money, you're invested in this guy, and now he's hurt in week one. How long do you let this thing play out? Because if he's hurt and he can't go the rest of the year, are you really wanting to put your franchise in the hands of Mac, Mom Jeans Jones? Or do you want to go out there and say, you know what, we might as well flip somebody and see what we can do with Gardner Minshew, who at least has a little bit of a history of having some success out there, but they'll never do it, for Ricky Pearsall.
No.
I'm just high on
coffee.
Know
what we could do? You know what we could do, Dusty? Here's how we get the deal done. We throw in Juwan Taylor. Well, then they'd be like, no, definitely not now.
Then he's going to look at his phone. John Lynch is going to look at his phone and be like, scam likely. Oh, nope, not answering
BBL
that one.
Stinky. Yeah, yeah. No, but that's everybody loves to make the trade like that. Can we trade Juwan Taylor and get Tyreek Hill? Well,
well they cut their
news.
Kicker. Would you trade Butker for Pearsall?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Nope. I know
no.
I'm talking out of my ass. I'm just trying to bring things up no, to start
I do
the
like
show.
The Minshew. Trade piece, just not for Pearsall, yeah. But like that's a trade. People would want Minshew. Like that's a good backup quarterback.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
It's not a bad backup quarterback.
Minshew for Garrett Wilson.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Dude. Oh my God, I just got verklempt over that one, man. Like who the hot clamps. Flash over that? You get me Garrett Wilson in here.
I mean, if the Cowboys,
I've wanted that guy for years.
If the Cowboys will trade Micah Parsons for a first, second, and Walker, whatever that guy's name is, Clark. Yeah. I don't know.
Kenny Clark.
Kenny yeah. Clark. He was the difference in the trade, Jerry said.
That's it.
He was the guy that got it done.
The 30-year-old run stopper, man. That's what did it.
For Jerry Jones. Well, Jerry Jones thinks it's 85 still, and you've got to have that run stuffer
stop the
in
run,
there.
Man.
Yeah.
So, pretty big Saturday for college football, boys. Saturday's Mizzou Kansas football game was the most watched game on ESPN2 in 3 years.
Wow, how about that? That's great.
Awesome.
Well done by everybody around here for watching that game. Now, there weren't a lot of other ones on at that point in time. It's a 2:30 game, great time slot, easy network for everybody to find as we're finding out. You put a game on ESPN, ESPN2, we just go there and because we're zombies to all that kind of stuff. Oh, it's on ESPN2. Sweet. I don't have to have an app yet for this. And so everybody flips it on. That's great though. It was a good football game. Like, I mean, you continue to look back at that football game, you know, that was a fun game to watch. It didn't work out in my favor, but it doesn't take away from the fun that people had watching that game. The rivalry is back and I think it fuels it even more for next year now. Like I can't wait for next year's Kansas Missouri football game.
Yeah. That game, if you were a Kansas fan, was a lot like the Royal season. You were there for like 3.5 quarters and then it was over at the end.
Yeah. That's,
and they ran away with it and it's gone. 4 games out of the wild card, by the way.
Well, that's kind of what I said yesterday with Kansas. I mean, they're kind of like the Royals, beat the teams that they should, battle with the teams that may be better than them, and eventually, you know, you win one here, you lose one there. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see now the rest of the way in the Big 12 and the SEC for Missouri, because I saw an article this morning. Missouri is, you know, in the SEC leaderboard or whatever it was saying, and then it was talking about Kentucky falling very far out, and they may have to make a change over there as well in Kentucky with Stoops. I mean, that era seems to be coming to a crashing halt down in Kentucky, but more power for Missouri. Take advantage of that, man. When teams are down, go out there and beat them up and pass them in the standings and pass them in rankings and pass them in life, and you have the opportunity to do that with Kentucky.
Did Mac tell you he's gonna have a party this weekend?
He is.
Yeah,
wow.
Because you had the Ohio State Texas party. Mac's right. Got a big one this Saturday.
Who you have?
2:30.
Woo, Tennessee, Georgia, baby. Oh, let's go. Game.
At Rocky Top.
Big game.
That's a massive game.
That's huge. No, it's gonna be the biggest game Saturday.
Is that on big noon kick? No,
you
no, it's 2:30.
You know that.
Yeah,
you know
should be
that
college.
Standalone. That's ABC.
So that
baby.
Wait, well, who SEC is now on CBS? No, they're not on CBS
it's on ABC.
Anymore. It's on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because that's a big one. You win that game, you go into the top 10.
100%.
15 versus 6. Kirby Smart versus Bobby Hill.
And
at Rocky Top, 2:30?
Yeah, Rocky Top, yes. With the new quarterback.
Have you made plans yet, or did I just start generating the motor?
No, you just started generating the motor. I'm like, yeah, having some people wouldn't be a bad idea.
Bob's like, all right, I'm bringing 10 people over to your house.
Well,
I'm going to leave my keys and have Jen come get them in the morning.
Yeah, no, I got a lot going on this weekend, so I'm going to have to pass on that one, but I appreciate the invite.
Yeah, solid invite.
Yeah.
As my buddy Asher would always say.
Yeah.
Solid invite. Like, all right, that means you're not coming.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just being honest right now. I got a lot going on this weekend. Probably not going to make it over, but thank you for the invite.
Yeah, it is like the time of year where parents are just effed for Saturday. Like one of my buddies, he has a lot of kids playing sports right now. 3 of his 5 are playing sports.
Woo.
They have, in one Saturday, 2 soccer games and pictures. And I'm like, oh, that's not bad. He goes, bro, 10:30 soccer game goes to at least 11:30. Then we have pictures at 1. Then we have our next game at 2:30. He goes, I can't leave.
No, that sucks. I actually don't miss those days. Like my weeks are now packed with stuff. Like cheerleading at this event, tennis event, cheerleading at this event, tennis event, cheerleading at this event, tennis event. Like that's the week every other day during the week. Saturday and Sunday, you're pretty freed up once your kids get into high school. They got the club stuff still going on, but we just have a lot of other things going on this weekend. We got the Italians in town. They're in San Francisco right now. Sent me a message. San Francisco is beautiful, but not as beautiful as Kansas City.
Oh, I love it.
You love to hear that.
Love it. So they'll be in on Friday. We got some stuff going on with them, you know, all weekend long. And then taking them on the bus to the game. It's going to be awesome. Out to Arrowhead. It's going to be fantastic. Their first game at Arrowhead, and you'll never be able to, I believe, top this. I think it was Taylor's first game at Arrowhead as well, the Bears game, and they were like sitting in the seats right in front of Taylor Swift in the thing, and so like it just kind of happened.
Sold,
like, yeah. Or it was another game that Taylor was at, but they were like right there, and Taylor Swift was like right behind him. They're like, oh my god,
that is so cool.
I mean, your first experience in the United States at an NFL game is Arrowhead, and Taylor Swift is sitting behind you, right? Like, ooh, you can't ask for anything more on that one.
Speaking of Arrowhead and the Kansas City Chiefs, former receiver Chris Carter was on Kay Adams' show up in Adams and had some interesting things to say that we'll play for you on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Loaded show today on a Wednesday. We'll get to our Fesco and Dusty poll. We'll get to Jay Binkley. We'll have Kyle Brandt. Loaded show. Manager Q will be on the show as well today. So Binkley, Kyle Brandt, Q. Loaded show. Going into this game on Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles coming to town, everybody's favorite team in the NFC.
Do you think they'll bring that woman from the Phillies game to steal balls from kids or not?
No, but have you heard that developing story? I think it's either Tops or some sort of card.
No. There's a card of her?
No. So Tops wants, they want her to, I forget what it is, but they want to do something with it. But the only way that she's allowed, and they're going to pay her for this.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's some sort of card company. I don't know. I'm just saying Tops because it's like baseball's like runaway number one. But they want her to, they're going to pay her for some sort of something from that game to put into a card or whatever. And they want her to publicly apologize to the child and give him the ball back if she wants to get the payment.
Oh, that's great. That's absolutely what she should do. I mean, you want to talk about a Karen. Like, she had everything going on, right? Yeah. She's a weighted
Karen
vest.
DeVille.
Yeah, she's a weighted vest away from filling out the entire Karen playbook, right?
Mm.
I mean, she checked every box, that hair, the look, the attitude. I mean, if she had the weighted walking vest on, she would have checked every suburban Karen box out there. You know she was pounding Kim Crawford. And the fact that she was a teacher, too,
I didn't hear that part.
Oh, yes. She's a teacher.
Wow.
She's an educator.
Wow.
I had a few teachers like that. But those were the types of teachers that I needed. Ones that didn't put up with, like, any BS. Because I probably walked over a lot of teachers in my schooling career because I was a terrible student. And when I had those types of teachers, like, I knew I couldn't win. Because it was just, there was just something about it. They were just stern. Kind of turn me on a little bit, but like, you know, you behaved in those classes. But that's the story I've heard. Also, Harrison Bader, do nice things for people you never know, change your day, week, whole life. As Harrison Bader found out who that kid was, went down to brought the kid down to the tunnel, signed a bat, gave him a baseball, all this sort of stuff. Then like somebody from their PR, smart Phillies PR people,
right,
came down with like a gift bag, gave him all this stuff.
Good.
And then that lady tried to do it again. There's a second video of her trying to get another ball.
Oh, is there really?
And then the whole section boos her and she gives him the bird.
No, she didn't. Oh, yeah. I missed that part of it, too.
Yeah.
She's a nasty woman.
Multiple offenses. And her nickname on the internet was Karen DeVille.
Karen DeVille.
She looks like Cruella DeVille.
She does. Yeah.
Like I said. 2025 version.
But like she I heard Ben talking about it this morning. He's like, at a certain age, the women just give up and go with that hairstyle, just like men do. Like, we eventually just give up with our hair and go bald, or just whatever we have, we don't care anymore, right? Mm-hmm. She had that I've given up as, you know, as a woman haircut, that suburban bob that she had going on and whatnot. Just a nasty human being. That's all she is. There's nothing else I can say. You try to take an $8 baseball away from a child, you're a nasty woman. Nasty.
Speaking of nasty, spitting is nasty. But apparently, Jalen Carter is not going to be suspended. Mm-hmm. We saw this yesterday kind of come out throughout the day as we leave at like 10 a.m., sometimes 9:15. But the news comes out from Adam Schefter. NFL is fining Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter $57,222, which the NFL is not fining him that amount of money. That is his game day check, I believe, right? Maybe not, but they are fining him $57,222 for spitting on Dak Prescott. The league also says the game was the game he was ejected for will serve as his one-game suspension. Quote, after talking to the Eagles, the NFL, and the NFLPA, Jalen has decided not to appeal and focus on the Chiefs game, said Carter's agent Drew Rosenhaus. Well, he can't appeal anything because there's no suspension to appeal. So, right. Guys, I'm lost. I'd like to hear your opinion. Either way, no excuses. Let's get the Eagles in town. Let's kick some ass.
If this happened to the Kansas City Chiefs and our player did that and didn't get suspended, do you know what the backlash would have been around the NFL with the NFL talking heads and all the media out there would have been screaming that the Chiefs get every call. They get every break. They get everything. This happened to Jalen Carter, and everybody's like, yeah, that's a fair suspension. He didn't play in that first game. That's not a fair suspension at all. He did suit up for that game. He was on the field for that game. A play did occur in that game, albeit a kickoff, but it still occurred in that game, and Jalen Carter was in that game. That should not count as a suspension. It's a bad precedent, I believe, to set if you're the NFL. If you're going to start doing stuff like this, then you're going to have to start looking at guys being injured that are coming off suspension, whether it be Rashi Rice or somebody else from another team. This is a bad precedent by the league, because now everybody's going to look back at this and say, well, you didn't suspend Jalen Carter. You allowed that to be the suspension. Are we going to do that now when we're having situations like Rashi Rice, where a guy missed an entire season, then comes back, and then you're going to suspend him more for missing those games when Jalen Carter got nothing? It's not me being a Rashi Rice supporter or anything like this. I'm just looking at the big picture. And once you make moves like this, the precedent has been set. And now everybody's going to want to follow that precedent that they said. It's a bad precedent to set. They should have suspended him for a game.
Yeah, I just don't think that I agree with the bad precedent. I don't know if he should have been suspended for a game. Sure, I don't think ejection should count as a suspension. That verbiage should completely change. If you think that what he served, which was a one-game ejection, is fair, that's completely fine. Let's not call it a suspension. It was not. That is different. But I don't think Rashi Rice's name should be brought up in comparisons at all. They're completely too... They're wildly different scenarios. He was injured. This guy got ejected for something that he directly did, which was on the field. Rice was off. Like, there should not be... Like, when we start sounding like a little bit bitter homers when we bring up Rashi Rice. To me, I don't see the relevance of the comparison.
Well,
is all I'm saying.
I do, though, because he already sat out all of those games. Why can't that serve as a suspension if we're going to allow an ejection to serve as a suspension? Because I agree with you. An ejection is not a suspension.
No, it's not.
He played in that game.
Yeah.
He played in that game. So now are we going to come up with a formula that if you don't play a certain percentage of the snaps, that counts as the suspension if you get ejected in a game? Like, we just don't need that. Once the game starts, or pregame, once you're suited up, you're on the field, you walked into that stadium, mm-hmm. the clock should start ticking on that time. And if you get ejected before the game starts, well, that's on you for being stupid. But if you get ejected before the game starts because you did something like that, that's an ejection. That's not a suspension. Because you were planning on playing in that game. That's where I get mad about this whole thing. They're flippantly blowing this off like it's not a big deal. When it really is. I mean, we talked about it the other day. Spitting on another man is one of the lowest forms of humanity that you can have out there. And this guy did it, and they're basically like saying, it's okay. It's okay. It's what we do with athletes all over the country, all over the world. We coddle these guys. We let them get away with stuff. And Jalen Carter, of all people, who has a track record coming into this league, is now not punished again for his actions off the field or on the field. You think that's going to make Jalen Carter stop doing this kind of stuff? The guy needed to be suspended for at least a game.
So did Jake Elliott kick it out of the end zone?
When?
In that game. Because he spit on Dak Prescott, so the offense came on the field. Philadelphia kicked the ball,
mm-hmm.
and no time came off the clock, so it was still at 15-0-0.
Yeah,
I thought it was 14-57.
Because doesn't that technically mean the game has started? Like, I would understand like where they're coming from if the ball had gotten kicked out of the end zone and they were, like the game had not officially, but the game officially started, they kicked the ball.
Right, exactly.
So the game started.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The game was underway.
Yeah, I don't, like, I was kind of, you know, being... sarcastic when I say this Rashi Rice thing, but the thing I just don't understand is like this just
14-54.
So the
game was 6 seconds into the
game. Yes, the game had started.
But they're saying that since the game hadn't Isn't that the word?
The game really hadn't started.
What am I missing?
Wow, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I guess he hadn't started playing. I don't know.
Oh, so now we're going to go down to this. Okay, so the offense didn't take the field yet, so Patrick Mahomes technically didn't play in that game, so that doesn't count.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, they said it was returned because the guy tore his knee. Yeah, the guy, literally, the way the NFL season started was a season-ending injury,
right?
And the guy gets carted off the field, and then Carter spit on a guy. So where I'm at is, like, if this is in pregame warm-ups, the game hasn't started.
Right.
14:56, I'm just being a lawyer here, trying to do my best lawyer imitation. The game has started. Like, there's no line.
Exactly.
The game has started. Whether it's 14:59, whether it's 14:58, or 14:54, 56, whatever it was, the game officially started.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they have described, I'm going to go back to our rundown, I'm trying to read the tweet again of what they said. It says, NFL is fining Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter $57,222 for spitting on Dak Prescott. The league also says the game he was ejected for will serve as a one-game suspension. After talking to the Eagles, the NFL, and the NFLPA, Jalen has decided not to appeal and focus on the Chiefs game, said Drew Rosenhaus. So again, he was ejected, but he was ejected because there's this make-believe time frame that we have now? That, like, because it wasn't at 14 minutes flat, that there wasn't an actual defensive play? But there was a play. A guy ruined his entire season because he got hurt. So am I wrong? Again, I'm just trying to make sense of saying things out loud.
Yeah, no, you're making a lot of sense when you say it out loud,
right? Because a lot of people said he was
ejected
because the game didn't start yet. The game did officially start.
No, the game was well underway. That's where I have a fundamental problem with all of this. You're changing rules. You're making up rules. You're creating scenarios to allow this guy to play because it's better for TV if Jalen Carter is playing in this game. It's just a better game when you have all your people playing. They want a big television number for this game. And, you know, Fox has dedicated their whole day. They're doing a 2-hour pregame show from Arrowhead on Sunday. Yeah, they've been promoting this game. They were promoting this game before kickoff of the games in week one of how big this game is going to be. And so you want everybody playing in these games. I just think when I look at this scenario right now, if this was reversed and this was a Chief that did this, all of these shows would be screaming all week that the NFL is in bed with the Chiefs. And here we are with a Philadelphia Eagle not getting suspended and all the ball washers for the NFL, the Pelisseros, the Schefters, and all of those insiders that carry the water for this league. They're all out there acting like this is no big deal because the league told them to act like it's no big deal. It's a scam by the NFL not to suspend this guy. And I'll tell you what, it was a scam by the NFL not to throw that guy out for slapping Travis Kelce in the face. And I didn't necessarily think it was. And then I heard Andy Reid kind of no comment that thing in the press conference on Monday. And I'm like, oh, he's definitely pissed about this too. So we've had two instances now in 1 week of the NFL that have gone blatantly in not favor of the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't want to hear this nonsense anymore that we get all the calls and we get all the benefit and we get all this. We got a number one wide receiver suspended for 6 effing games. We got a guy that spit on players, no suspension at all. And we got another guy that slaps our tight end in the face and he doesn't get ejected from a football game. Don't tell me we get all the calls here in Kansas City.
Yeah, I think we're lucky that Rice only got 6 games, in my honest opinion. Bob, you want Carter suspended because Carter, the Chiefs have zero chance. Dusty, he played 0 snaps. Clowns. I love that.
I don't understand what that means.
Well, I'm glad Carter's playing. You know what? Because when the Philadelphia Eagles come in to Arrowhead, 0 excuses. Let's just beat them straight up.
Yeah, just beat them straight up, man.
Beat them straight up. I can't wait for that to happen. If that does happen, in fact, on Sunday at 3:25, is that Nance and Romo?
It's Tom Brady. Yeah.
Speaking of Tom Brady,
he's already here.
Oh yeah, is he taking the ice bath?
Yeah,
because he was on with Kevin Hart's show, and talking about the Chiefs quarterback.
Everyone is coddled a little bit more.
Yeah.
Whereas opposed to saying, hey, you better come in and get the work done.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, hey, you know, you probably should do this.
Yeah.
The guys that are really going to have the great work ethic, they're going to really be able to succeed.
Who do you feel has the biggest opportunity in today's game to possibly duplicate a version of history? Like, do you feel like
Patrick?
Patrick. Do you feel like Patrick? For sure.
He has a will to win. He's got a desire every time he takes the field to be a great leader. It's just everything he says is the right thing.
I love that. Who do you think? Patrick. It's like nobody else. No consideration. It's Patrick Mahomes. And I think what Tom Brady is saying there, He sounds a little boomerish, I'm not going to lie. The quarterbacks today are coddled. That's where we are, though, in life, right? People don't respond to yelling. We were talking about it kind of before the show. We were talking about some documentaries we were watching and people yelling and screaming. Mm. People don't respond to the yelling. People don't respond to that kind of stuff. It is a different generation. And so when Tom Brady says, you know, these guys are coddled, if you will, for lack of a better term, he's not wrong about that. It's not the same as it used to be where you would tell a player to do something. Now guys are making $80 million. They're like, I ain't going to do it if I don't want to do it. And then you have Patrick Mahomes, who makes $50 million or whatever it is, and is trying to learn and get better every single minute he's alive and taking a breath on this earth. I think Josh Allen's that way as well. I think Lamar is that way. I think Burrow is that way. I don't know many others that may be that way, but you see the guys that have sustained success. They're the guys that want to put in that hard work. And Tom Brady can vouch for that, Dusty, because he had 20-some years of success in the NFL and always outworked everybody in this league.
Yeah, I just have a hard time believing who and who doesn't like officially work out hard because I just don't know their routine. It might be different. Some people are sicker than others, right? Like there's some people like Pistol Pete Maravich who literally died on the basketball court
right.
practicing basketball because he just is a go getter. So I mean, yeah, like obviously it's easy to say that Mahomes is, but again, like we look at how much Mahomes is portrayed. Like every time the season ends, what's something we see in 2 weeks? Bobby and Mahomes in the lab working on something. Oh, Mahomes, QB1's getting ready for next season. We always see that. We don't really see that. Maybe it's because our algorithm is, you know, a lot of Kansas City here, but we don't necessarily see that with Burrow, or we see that with Kyler, or we see that with Caleb or CJ. But that doesn't mean they're not doing it. That doesn't mean that they're not putting in work to where it's like they're trying their ass off to get better for the next year and try to get to a point where they can be at the best of their possible ability. But yeah, I mean, it also just goes to show that, I mean, to me, like Tom Brady is officially in love with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
like everything that he brings back, which again, we go back to when we compare quarterbacks and eras to teams, we always try to take the Patriot route. We try to take the Tom Brady comparisons because when you put yourself in that greatness category because of what you've accomplished, there will always be those comps and those comparisons because of what it is. And Tom Brady sees a lot of himself and Patrick Mahomes because of the accolades that they have, you know, accomplished young in their career. Plus, I'm sure they talk a lot. I'm sure they hang out a lot. So again, he's somewhat a little biased, I believe. But I bet if he was talking about Josh Allen, or if he was talking, if he went and, you know, saw this or whatever. But there is that sort of thing that puts better ones over the others because of how far they will go or how far they will push. We have friends that are in better shape than other friends because they actually run 5 miles a day, where we have some people that are like, yeah, I walked like 2.5 on Monday, Wednesday. It's like, well, then, yeah, you're not going to get to that guy's level, but if you're happy with where your level is at and it works for you,
sure,
then that's what it is. But some people do go above and beyond and do work harder, and sometimes those results do show.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, like, the Chiefs are one of only, what, 4 or 5 teams that travel for training camp. And, you know, obviously Mahomes has, you know, accomplished so much that it's kind of easy to be like, well, he just works really hard. Look at his accomplishments. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean
there are other factors as well.
Yeah. But the work ethic is big. Obviously, sure. The Andy Reid, you know, having him alongside is huge for Patrick Mahomes. And I still maintain he wouldn't have had the success that he's had so far if it was a nobody head football coach in the NFL coaching him right now. He's benefited from Andy. Andy's benefited from him. But let's not call, you know, Patrick Mahomes lucky or anything like that. That guy does bust his ass. And when you see him bust his ass and then you see the results, if you're another quarterback in this league or you're getting ready to be a quarterback in this league, why wouldn't you call Patrick Mahomes and say, hey, man, what do you do? How do you go about your daily day? Because I do believe Patrick did that with Tom Brady. I mean, they talked after that AFC championship game. People keep bringing that up as much as anything, how they had that conversation after that first AFC championship game loss. And Patrick Mahomes, you know, listened to Tom Brady for like 20 minutes outside the locker room. Tom fell in love with Patrick that day and hasn't let go. But it is. It's like anything in life. The harder you work, the better you prepare, the better off you're going to be for your final product. And that's why Patrick Mahomes and this team is so good. And I think we've taken that for granted over these years. We have taken for granted the amount of work and effort and preparation, and all that kind of stuff that goes into that finished product that we see every Sunday on you know, Arrowhead or wherever we're watching the games. We take it for granted because we just expect them to go out there and do that. They're able to go out there and do that because of everything they do from Monday through Saturday to get them ready for these games.
Right.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So it is a Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey, which means it is a poll question Wednesday. And the poll question today is basically a ranking of your confidence level on the Chiefs winning on Sunday. Percentage-wise, are you 75 to 100% confident that they get this W on Sunday at 325? 50 to 75%, 25 to 50%, or 25 to 0%? Like, where are you at in these tiers, A, B, C, or D? Are you 100 to 75%, 75 to 50%, 50 to 25%, or 25 to 0% chance they win this game? So it should be an interesting game on Sunday. Again, I'm glad that they're all going to be there. I'm in the camp of, and this kind of alludes to like some people on the text line, some people in national media, like, oh, Chiefs fans would be irate that Jalen Carter's playing, because now, you know, it's like, let him play. Because then what happens if they win? Because Mahomes is an underdog at home. And that's another thing that I think is interesting. Mm-hmm. 1.5 underdog is what I've seen so far.
They went from a 1.5 favorite to a pick 'em to a 1.5 underdog. Wow.
I think a lot of that had to do with the Xavier Worthy news and the Jalen Carter news. And that's a two-player swing, both effective for both teams, both effective against both teams. Obviously, Xavier Worthy is day by day, according to Andy Reid, and Jalen Carter is obviously not going to be suspended. We'll be playing Sunday. So I'd love to see it, because I think I can count on one hand, maybe, how many times Patrick Mahomes in the regular season has been an underdog at home.
Yeah, it's been less than 5, and if you look on AI, they said on September 7th, 2025 against the Broncos, he was an underdog at home. And then on September 28th, 2025 against San Francisco, he was an underdog at home. That's what AI tells you. But yeah, you're right. It's less than 5. We're thinking it's 2 to 3 times that he's been a home underdog at Arrowhead Stadium. The last time I'm looking, the last time he was a home underdog, according to StatMuse.com, was against Buffalo on the 22nd or in 2022 in October, and they lost that game 24-20 at Arrowhead. That's the last time I'm seeing that he's been a home underdog. So it doesn't happen a lot, and I think because of that, I think people are starting to get Friday out of their system now and move forward. I felt a lot more positive vibes around town yesterday about this team, and a lot more people getting excited about this Philadelphia game, because I think everybody knows what's at stake. It's a major game. You don't want to fall to 0-2. We know what that means. You know, in the NFL, when you fall to 0-2 over these years, it's very hard to make the playoffs at that point in time, right? So everybody's looking at this game as a big game. I think, really, to be honest with you, deep down inside, I think the Chiefs are looking like this is their first game of the year. I really do. Like, again, we talked about it yesterday. The more and more I look back on that game down in Brazil, the more and more I realize, like, God, I just don't think they were focused on the right things going down to Brazil. They were so caught up in all that travel and how bad it was. I think they let that get ahead of them, and they let that kind of dictate and be the narrative of that game. So I'm looking at this as their first game of the year, where they're really, truly ready for it. Nothing to complain about, no travel issues, all that kind of stuff. You come out with your A game at home on Sunday in Arrowhead and kick that Eagle ass, man.
So the team that wants to be the world's team and wants to get every international game they can is going to use the international game as the excuse?
That
sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not
saying they're using it as an excuse, but I'm saying sometimes when you talk about stuff and you get it into your mind that it's not right, you can't convince yourself that it is, and you dwell on the negative. We've all been there. Anybody who's been to therapy knows, stop dwelling on the negative. But if people, if you're constantly hearing something, right, oh, this 12-hour plane ride, oh, this 10-hour bus ride, oh, we've already been to the West Coast twice. Like, I've been hearing about this since July.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to add up all of the kind of dots, and you get the answer to your question, right? They have been complaining and upset with the schedule since July, since training camp, like going up to St. Joe every day, flying to Arizona, flying to Seattle, then flying. So if somebody constantly talks about that all the time, you develop those tendencies. You start to believe that kind of stuff. And subconsciously, probably got in the way. Probably did.
Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about that game on Friday, plus this game on Sunday, with none other than Jay Binkley here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
your defense. He's Jay Ridley.
He loves That's right. beer and chewing tobacco, football and boobs. He knows Binkley, am I a homer if I'm starting to go against my thoughts and say there's no way Mahomes being a home point underdog or a underdog at home, I should bet against that this week?
Man, Dust, man, this is a tough one to bet, this one, because you're trying to get the feel of the Chiefs and how they'll be playing this season. But no, man, I mean, gosh, just Mahomes being an underdog, man, is always tough to bet against that guy. I mean, there's few people you bet on against in sports, and he's one of them.
All right, Jay, let's talk about what we saw from a wide receiver standpoint on Friday. Third play, we get a guy destroyed. Are you concerned about the wide receiver position right now?
Yeah, I'm very concerned about it at this point. I mean, whether Xavier comes back with the brace or not, but I thought it was thin. You know, when people keep reminding you, hey, this wide receiver room's deep and all this, and the one thing you think of, is it really? Because on paper, it was a very good wide receiver room, but in reality, it wasn't, because these injuries always happen. I mean, last year, the St. Joe Chiefs weren't the Kansas City Chiefs that played during the regular season with everybody hurt, or like first play of the preseason with Hollywood Brown, the fourth game, Rashee Rice goes out. I've always advocated to sign two receivers in the draft. Get two receivers in the draft. You can't have enough weapons for Patrick Mahomes. You have a small window for Patrick Mahomes in the lifetime of the Kansas City Chiefs. Load him up with as many weapons as you can, and two wide receivers. Instead of throwing the one dart, listen, the Sky Moore dart didn't work. The Rashee Rice dart did work. The Xavier Worthy dart did work for the Chiefs. We don't know about Jalen Royals yet. We'll find that out soon. But drafting two, and I thought a veteran receiver should have been brought in for this team as well. But, yeah, it's concerning because you have to have guys like Tyquan Thornton, you know, step up. I think he can do it. I mean, I like Tyquan and what he can do. But you're talking about dependable, reliable guys in the National Football League, and, you know, and they don't have it. I mean, guys like Keenan Allen just sit there all summer that never took a chance at him and thinking that they were fine. But injuries always happen. But, yeah, I think it's a real concern with these wide receivers. They're going to have to throw the tight ends a lot more. They were running them out there. 12 and 13 personnel, 2 and 3 tight ends. It's time to throw more to Noah, throw more to Robert Tonyan. I almost have more confidence in those guys than some of the backup receivers.
Well, so what's the solution, though, Jay? I mean, you know, every team suffers injuries. You can't have 10 Xavier Worthies, you know, on your roster. Like, when injuries happen, you know, what are you supposed to do, really?
Yeah, I mean, that's the 49ers. I mean, they're out there signing MVS and Sky Moore, so they're clearly in a bad position. But always taking two good receivers. I mean, obviously, Rashee Rice is a different deal. That's not an injury this year with him. It's a suspension. But always take chances. I mean, you sit there and look at the draft, and you get multiple receivers. You don't just rely on just one and one working out for the team. You build this team for the future. Yeah, they'd be rookies this year, but next year they'd be second-year players. Like, we had all these high hopes for Xavier Worthy this year, you know, being his second year. But instead of taking a chance on just one, just two. I mean, how much more would a new receiver meant more than some of the draft picks the Chiefs got this year? Had it been two receivers they took a chance on. Maybe with Rashard, since he was a wide receiver at Miami for 3 years before he moved to running back at SMU, maybe he'll get more of a chance to play wide receiver. But, yeah, I mean, when you have a quarterback like Mahomes, yeah, they've loaded up this defense and they've drafted a ton of defensive players with this team. But, you know, and I understand the Simmons pick goes with Mahomes as well, because that's protection for Patrick Mahomes that counts. But it's time to start getting him weapons, and they're going to have to be looking at in the draft this year. I have no doubt the Chiefs will need to draft a running back in the third or fourth round, much higher than they did in the seventh round last year, because Isaiah Pacheco is probably going to be re-signed with the Chiefs, so they're going to have to do that. You have to look for a tight end replacement at some point in the draft. Then, of course, wide receiver as well. I wouldn't be shocked if this draft was loaded with offensive weapons for the Chiefs.
Yeah, look, my concern isn't the offense, Binkley. My concern is the defense, because zero pressures last week, and Justin Herbert was able to just sit back there and do whatever he wanted. And I may be just still a little sore from the way that the Chargers were able to do whatever they wanted, but I got a feeling that if it was Justin Herbert, Daniel Jones, whoever was back there, if you've got 4.5 seconds to throw the football, you're going to find somebody to get open.
That's right.
And when you look at this game, like, I think the offense will work itself out. I will not judge this offense until week six when Rashee Rice comes back and Patrick Mahomes has a number one wide receiver that is still available that will be there this year. It's the defense to me. It's the D-line, because the Dallas Cowboys, right? They were one defensive player away from making a difference in that game. And Jalen Hurts ran. Jalen Hurts had all the time in the world. He had the most time of any quarterback last week of the NFL to do whatever he wanted. If that defensive line shows up, that showed up against the Chargers, it's going to be a long day in Kansas City. The defense is the focus that needs to get fixed first before the offense and the concern of wide receivers.
No, you're right. I mean, you look at the mobile quarterbacks they're going to be playing, Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson down the road here, and Josh Allen, I mean, Jaden Daniels. I mean, it's going to be tough, but I'm with you. But this offense was 15th in the NFL, dead metal pretty much, for the last 2 years in points per game. So, yeah, the offense is still a concern because they haven't got the breakout yet from what they need to be. But, yeah, the defense was much more of a concern. And the secondary, yeah, when you have Jaden Hicks, didn't have a great game, obviously, on Friday. Shamari Connor, rough game as well. But when you think about the secondary and some of the younger pieces they have on it, and you're not putting pressure on the quarterback. You put pressure on the quarterback, all of a sudden you're not worried about your secondary.
Correct.
If you're getting to the quarterback, and they're just not doing it. So, yeah, Dusty, I'm with you. That's a huge concern. Because Justin Herbert is one of those guys, you give him time, he's going to pick you apart. You know, just an average quarterback in the NFL will pick you apart if you give him a lot of time.
You know how many times Justin Herbert took off and ran against the Chiefs?
It was scary.
7 times.
Yeah.
Like, and he's going to do it 7. Hurts going to do it 14 or 15 times.
Well, it falls back on Chris Jones, though. I mean, you're the veteran guy on that line of scrimmage. You've got to set the tone. You're the veteran guy, right? You're the leader. You're one of the pillars of this organization. It has to start with him. We can't be worried about Dana or anybody else for that matter. I think it has to be Chris Jones that gets kind of the fire started on that defensive line.
It's got to be from what he does. And he'll be much different this week. More assignment sound this week. I think he'll take it to heart this week. But Ashton Gelati, I mean, here was a guy in the 4 pass rushes he had, he was extremely effective. He only had like 7 snaps. I expect that pretty much to double this week going forward. You need more guys like that to play that can get to the quarterback. But he's still going to be assignment sound. He can't be, you know, over pursuing the quarterback and leave a wide open hole on the outside. So some of that, you know, self-containment with him there. But yeah, I mean, a good pass rush makes your secondary better. You're not worried about it as much if you're able to get to the quarterback. But yeah, that's a big concern. But to me, the offense is still a concern, and it's even more of a concern now when guys get hurt, because this offense wasn't electric last year. It wasn't electric in 2023. Patrick Mahomes was winning by smoke and mirrors with this football team and this offense, because they weren't great.
So, Jay, would you start Jalen Moore this week?
You know what? I think it'd be a real quick leash. With the Kansas City Chiefs offensive line. Listen, it's not about friends right now. It's about business. That was one of your free agent acquisitions. Juwan Taylor, I mean, that was about as bad as it can be. And Kingsley, too. And I know Kingsley's getting kind of a free pass by some in this town. Look at the film. Kingsley's not the issue. Well, Kingsley let somebody go right through to Patrick Mahomes, unabated on a blitz. And you know what? Teams are lining up on Kingsley. Mm. You know what? It's coming to third down. They're coming to the inside. They're going right after him. Juwan Taylor, if he can get that snap count down, which he's extremely worried about that, which on the road, you know, I get he's trying to judge. He needs to look at the football. Like, he needs to look at the football and win it snap, because just trying to judge Mahomes' snap count is not working out for him. But Juwan Taylor and Kingsley, in my opinion, both of them were extremely bad in this football game. But yeah, I'd play Jalen Moore. You have him, you signed him, you put him. What's the best chance for you to win? What's the best protection for Patrick Mahomes? And it's Jalen Moore. Now, if they want to give Juwan Taylor an extra shot here at home, because it's a little bit different, because it's quieter when the team's on offense, you know, maybe give him this week. But I wouldn't go past halftime. If he's not getting the job done and you have the false starts and the holding that he had last week, it's not good enough. You can't set this offense back. This offense is not good enough to have a lineman constantly get penalties and move you back further. Like, if it was great in this offense, you know, top 5 offense moving the ball down the field, that's one thing. But it's not. And so when your tackle's, you know, making problems and you're putting Mahomes kind of in harm's way, that's time for Jalen Moore. Because Jalen Moore can play right tackle. We know he can play left guard. We know he can play anywhere on that offensive line. So use him in that situation.
Binkley, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday, man. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
All right, guys. Take care.
That is Jay Binkley here on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up on the other side, I talked about it earlier, Chris Carter, former receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, had an interesting comment to say on Kay Adams' Up and Adams show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Joe, we'll dive into that next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blue.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.